Harper Audio presents Pretty Little Liars 2, Flawless, by Sarah Shepard. Performed by Cassandra Morris. An eye for an eye, and the whole world goes blind. Gandhi. How it really began. You know that boy who lives a few doors down from you who's just the creepiest person alive? When you're on your front porch, about to kiss your boyfriend goodnight, you might glimpse him across the street, just standing there. He'll randomly appear when you're gossiping with your best friends. Except, maybe it's not so random at all. He's the black cat who seems to know your route. If he rides by your house, you think, I'm going to fail my bio exam. If he looks at you funny, watch your back. Every town has a black cat boy. In Rosewood, his name was Toby Cavanaugh. I think she needs more blush. Spencer Hastings leaned back and examined one of her best friends, Emily Fields. I can still see her freckles. I've got some Clinique concealer. Allison De Laurentiis sprang up and ran to her blue corduroy makeup bag. Emily looked at herself in the mirror propped up on Allison's living room coffee table. She tilted her face one way, then another, and puckered her pink lips. My mom would kill me if she saw me with all this stuff on. Yeah, but we'll kill you if you take it off, warned Aria Montgomery, who was, for her own Aria reasons, prancing around the room in a pink mohair bra she'd recently knitted. Yeah, Em, you look awesome, Hannah Marin agreed. Hannah sat cross-legged on the floor and kept swiveling around to check that her crack wasn't sticking out of her low-rise, slightly too small blue Colt jeans. It was a Friday night in April, and Allie, Aria, Emily, Spencer, and Hannah were having one of their typical sixth grade sleepovers, putting way too much makeup on one another, chowing on salt and vinegar kettle chips, and half watching MTV Cribs on Allie's flat screen TV. Tonight, there was the added clutter of everyone's clothes spread out on the carpet, since they'd decided to swap clothes for the rest of their sixth grade school year. Spencer held up a lemon-yellow cashmere cardigan to her slender torso. Take it, Allie told her. It'll look cute on you. Hannah pulled an olive corduroy skirt of Allie's around her hips, turned to Allie, and struck a pose. What do you think? Would Sean like it? Allie groaned and smacked Hannah with a pillow. Ever since they'd become friends in September, all Hannah could talk about was how much she loved Sean Ackard, a boy in their class at the Rosewood Day School, where they'd all been going since kindergarten. In fifth grade, Sean had been just another short, freckled guy in their class. But over the summer, he'd grown a couple inches and lost his baby fat. Now, pretty much every girl wanted to kiss him. It was amazing how much could change in a year. The girls, everyone but Allie, knew that all too well. Last year, they were just there. Spencer was the uber-anal girl who sat at the front of the class and raised her hand at every question. Aria was the slightly freaky girl who made up dance routines instead of playing soccer like everyone else. Emily was the shy, state-ranked swimmer who had a lot going on under the surface, if you just got to know her. And Hannah might have been klutzy and bumbling, but she studied Vogue and Teen Vogue, and every once in a while she'd blurt out something totally random about fashion that no one else knew. There was something special about all of them, sure, but they lived in Rosewood, Pennsylvania, a suburb 20 miles outside Philadelphia. And everything was special in Rosewood. Flowers smelled sweeter, water tasted better, houses were just plain bigger. People joked that the squirrels spent their nights cleaning up litter and weeding errant dandelions from the cobblestone sidewalks so Rosewood would look perfect for its demanding residents. In a place where everything looked so flawless, it was hard to stand out. But somehow, Allie did. With her long blonde hair, heart-shaped face, and huge blue eyes, she was the most stunning girl around. After Allie united them in friendship, sometimes it felt like she'd discovered them, the girls were definitely more than just there. Suddenly, they had an all-access pass to do things they'd never dared to before. Like changing into short skirts in the Rosewood Day girls' bathroom after they got off the bus in the morning. Or passing boys chapstick-kissed notes in class. Or walking down the Rosewood Day hallway in an intimidating line, ignoring all the losers.